This week on The Art of Improvement, I'll talk to Esme Gonzalez. She owns Sorted Out. She's a professional organizer that helps bring order and simplicity to the lives of people that they work with by teaching them new habits, coaching, consulting, and implementing systems of organization. Hey, who doesn't need that? You're going to want to stick around and listen to our conversation. It's coming up next on The Art of Improvement. Thank you so much for joining us today. I have somebody that I want you all to meet, and Esme Gonzalez is the CEO, founder of Sorted Out in San Antonio. Hi, Esme.
Hi, Karen. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We have talked for a long time before we even started recording because I am just fascinated with what you do for a living.
Oh,
so
wow.
Tell us a little bit about Sorted Out.
Okay. Well, Sorted Out came to be because I'm a neat freak. And a tidy freak. And it just made sense. I was in the advertising marketing industry for many years and I wanted to change. And this kind of fell in my lap because it comes natural to me, organizing and staying neat and tidy. And it made sense. And it's a very popular service. And why not? I enjoy what I do. And so it all comes very easy to me. And I just really, sounds corny because everybody says it, but I love helping people. There's instant gratification when it comes to this job.
Oh, that's great to hear. I mean, that is such a great thing. And when I see and read that you are a professional organizer, I think to myself, who doesn't need you? Who doesn't need somebody to come in and bring order and simplify their life, especially now with people being at home a lot more?
Oh, yes. Yeah. People went shopping like crazy. Because there was nothing else to do. So, and they didn't have the space for it because people don't think of editing, meaning, okay, I'm going to get rid of two of these items and bring two in or bring one in. They just keep piling it on top and then they lose storage space. So they come in because they call me, pardon me, because they're overwhelmed, don't know where to start. And so they call us. Lucky us.
Right. Sorted Out is the name of the company. And you work for individuals, you work for companies.
Both. Mostly okay. Residential. Mostly residential. I do get a few businesses and the businesses have been storage units or supply closets, something like that. I do a lot of offices, in-home office and setting up file systems for our clients.
It's so crazy because... when I think about, you know, an organizer, I think, okay, well, you know, it would be great for somebody to do my work, my workspace at home, but work and home are now a blur and everybody's having to find space or reorganize their space in their home. When you say simplify, what do you think is the number one thing that people need to do in order to simplify their lives?
The number one thing is at least once a week on a dedicated day, let's say Friday morning, come in and file your paperwork from that week.
That's asking for way too much,
I know,
Esme.
But if you keep up with it, then it's not, because that's the number one thing I see in a home office or out in the business. It's piles and piles and piles of paperwork. And a lot of people like the hard copy and a lot of people like digital. And some are half and half. I'm a half and half person.
I am too.
Yeah. And so I help clients set up digital files on their computer and I help them scan things and teach them how to do it so they can do it on their own. But yeah, it's a dedication. It's a habit you have to create. Just like organizing at home, you get in a routine, you get in that habit of putting things away after you use them because everything should have a home. And it's just a matter of creating that habit.
Do you, this is so bad, and I shouldn't even ask you this, but do you feel like there is a personality type? When you see somebody's house, you're like, oh, this person is like this, or this person is like this. I'm a person that at work, I throw everything away. And at home, I try, but I'm a hider, you know, like I stuff it away and I'm like, I'll get to that later. I mean, do you think that there are personality types?
Oh, that is such a commonality. People are either very tidy at home or very tidy at the office, but never
goodness.
Both.
Thank
never
goodness.
Both. Yeah, never both. So it's very common.
So why is that? Because I'm so neat and organized at work, but my house, too much.
So what I hear, it's exhausting.
It is.
It's exhausting. I can't do both. It's one or the other.
So
because you've got interruptions at the office, people coming in and out of your office, your phone is ringing, you've got emails to answer at home, it's family, it's the dog, it's the kids, maybe it's a live-in elderly parent. So it's one or the other, definitely.
This hectic society, I'm telling you, you think that, like my kids just left for college. And I think to myself, good, I'm going to have way more time to myself. But it's not the case.
Right.
It's just a little less. But I love the part where you said, you've got to simplify your life.
Absolutely. And I find that people overbuy, especially in an office, overbuy supplies. And it's because, that looks so cute. What a neat gadget. Oh my God, I love those 10 colored markers. And
right,
you've got 20 in your drawer. So it's crazy. I mean, and there's a lot of underlying issues for clutter. I mean, you can get really down and dirty with the psychology of it all. It could be depression. It could be, merging of two households and, one partner not wanting to get rid of things to merge things, and there's a lot of duplication, and it's hard for people to let go of things. When I first started this business, I thought it was going to be the woman who was going to be very easy to let go of things. No, I have that backwards. Pardon me. It's the men. It's the men that won't let go of things. It's men. And I always thought it was going to be the woman.
Yes.
I was totally shocked and surprised. It's men. They don't want to get rid of anything.
When you go and you're on the job, how do you convince somebody? I mean, that maybe you don't need this beer bong, whatever.
My approach is, the client makes every decision. I will push them towards what I think they should do, but we're not aggressive in any way. But I've learned, and it happens every single time, when they start seeing a clean room or a clean space, that motivates them. And it's like, let's get rid of this. Let's get rid of that. I can give that to my daughter. I can give that to my neighbor. That's rewarding.
I can imagine that when you are finished, that people don't want to mess up and don't want to add stuff, because simplicity, it just clears your mind.
We'll be done with the job and I'll have a client or two say, great, I can buy more of that. And I go, where are you going to put it? You're going to have to get rid of something, And that's especially true with children. Children have so many toys, and I get it. You want to spoil your children. You go to the store, mommy. So instead of slapping them across the face, just kidding, you buy them that toy because they're throwing a fit at HEB or the local retail store. And but they forget to take things out. And it's, I tell them at Christmas, do the Christmas editing right before Christmas, tell your kids, teach them about donating to children who do not have what you have, and have them go with you to the local shelter. It makes a huge difference. It really does.
Esme, if you could tell people where they can contact you, the name of your company, and what you can do for people.
So I am located in San Antonio, but we will travel an hour out of the city. So it's San Antonio and the surrounding area, because we love a good road trip. And, we've had clients who will move from San Antonio to Dallas or Houston or Sedona recently. It's like, you're coming with me. You're helping me unpack.
Nice.
Okay, no problem. So I'm in San Antonio, but again, we'll travel an hour out. You can find us at www.sortitoutsa.com. And our services range, I mean, we can do as little as or as much as you want. Hands-on organizing. We come in and we actually are putting things away, setting things up for you, pulling things out, separating things by category, such as donate, keep, discard, or maybe it's going into another room, or maybe it's going to a family member or friend. So we have all these categories, and it makes it for the organizers to go to that pile immediately. Once we establish the different categories, we put large post-it notes to identify the category, and then that makes the process go so much faster. We have a do-it-yourself consultation where I just come in and I walk around the house or the area or the entire home, if you want, and give you ideas on how to organize it, how to tackle it, what products you might need. I have a how-to guide, digital guide sold on my website, and it's step-by-step instructions, very, very detailed instructions on how to organize just about any room in your home, individual categories in the how-to guide. You can print it out, and, or you can organize while watching your tablet or on your phone. We haul off donation items for you. We'll shop for you. Just name it and we'll do it.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so great. When you say you will do small jobs and large jobs, what would be an example of a small job?
So a home office is to me is a small job. A pantry is a small job. Although pantries can be very time consuming because we look for, you'd be surprised what you can find in a pantry.
And oh, so, I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. It's in mine right now.
So we look at expiration dates, and we keep a tablet and pen and write down everything that we're throwing away so the client can replace those items. So those are considered small jobs. A bathroom, cabinets, also small jobs. A big job is packing a client's home for a move and then unpacking them and setting them up in their new home. We can do one room in the house, two rooms in the house, or the entire home. It's up to the client.
Esme Gonzalez is the CEO, the founder of Sort It Out in San Antonio. And I keep on, when I'm listening to you talk, I'm like, how in the world did you get to be this way? How did you, have you always been organized? You know, how were you as a kid, you know?
So my mom is a neat and tidy freak, and she was a minimalist. I mean, the coffee table only had the centerpiece vase with flowers. The end tables had the two lamps. One had a framed picture of the family. The other one had an ashtray for my dad because at the time he was a smoker. I mean, a true minimalist. And so, you know, I just saw my mother, and she was on top of us when we got home from school. Put your clothes away, hang them up in the closet. So it's a habit. It becomes a habit. And so both my sister and I grew up that way. And my sister's very organized as well, probably more organized than I am. And she has a family. So it just carried on over.
Do you believe that organization helps the family, helps you, you know, mentally?
I think so, because it's a known fact that clutter causes stress and anxiety. I cannot tell you how many times after we've cleared a room, a client will say, oh my God, I feel so much better. Oh my God, I just feel something lifted off my waist. Oh my God, I'm going to sleep so well tonight. Oh my God, you helped me so much. And I love that. I love that part about my job. I really, really do. So yeah, there's a lot of happiness to this job.
I believe it. I can imagine people don't want you to leave once you've come and organized everything.
I have clients that will, you know, are regular clients because number one, they're very busy and they tell me, Esme, I have soccer games all day long. I don't want to be at home. You know, just come in here and do your thing. Because we have a lot of repeat customers because we know we set up their systems, and our organizing systems are based on our clients' individual daily habits and weekly routines. So when we're setting up your organizing systems, we're setting up your closet or your pantry or your laundry room or your office, we're asking you questions as we're working because we want you to find your things in seconds versus minutes, because at the end of the week, those minutes become hours. The average person will look for a lost item. Let me repeat that. It takes the average person 55 hours a year 55 hours a year looking for a lost item, whether it be keys, a piece of paper, the dog leash.
That is
55
crazy.
55 hours in 1 year. That's a lot. So yes, it helps because if everything has a home, the family knows exactly where to go. Not mommy, mommy, where's this? Mommy, mommy, where's that? Or the husband, where's the battery? Where's the hanger? It's in its home, you know?
You need to tell the story. You told it to me and I'm still like amazed, but tell me the story about you and making your lunch when you were a little tiny girl.
So when I was about six, I got a pulled a kitchen chair over into the pantry and started pulling down all my goodies from the top shelves of the pantry, cookies, Cheetos, you name it. And I would bring them down to my level of the pantry because the pantry had multiple shelvings. And so I would organize all my juices on one side, all my Cheeto bags on one side, my cookies on the other side, and the same in the kitchen. My bologna at the time, my mustard, and, you know, the grapes or the apples in one section of the fridge so I knew where to go every time. And that saved my mother so much time because as I was making my lunch for school, she was fixing breakfast. And my mother was not stressed out. So that being organized is definitely a time saver.
People don't, I mean, it took me a while to think of it, but I always think to myself, the more you get your kids involved, the more independent they are. I mean, it's not cruel. My mom used to think it was cruel that I made my kids pack their own lunches.
Not at all.
It's a learning.
It is independence. It's showing them responsibility. Absolutely.
And,
I agree.
And it really helps later on when they are growing up and can do things
for
themselves.
Yes, for themselves. Exactly.
My daughters say that all the time. They're like, oh my gosh, so-and-so didn't even know how to start a laundry, you know, do their own laundry.
They go to college and have no clue. They bring all that dirty clothes home.
Yeah. Thank goodness my girls knew how to do that from a very young age. So when people... Let's go through the scenario. So I have a garage and I'm like, okay, I want to call Esme. How do we go about making an appointment with you?
So you call me, you tell me your organizing needs, and that's the garage. So I will first come out for an on-site assessment visit free of charge because I want to see what's in your garage, how much of it. Because pictures never do you justice. I mean, they don't explain everything. I go walk behind, you know, crawl over things to see all the different categories. Plus, it gives me the opportunity to see the storage you may have. You may have some built-in shelving. You might have some metro shelving. You might have over-the-head storage, over the garage door storage. So an on-site assessment visit tells me a lot of what kind of work I'm going to be dealing with and what kind of storage I have. And then you and I set up an appointment for the hands-on organizing. So it's usually, for a garage, it's usually two or three of us. And it's more time effective and cost efficient if you hire two or three of us. We get the work done so much faster instead of it going into maybe a two-day project versus a one-day project. And we start, again, we tell you not to park on the driveway because we use the driveway for categorizing.
Yes, I knew what you were going to say.
Yeah, all your different items in your garage, maybe your gardening tools, sports equipment, Easter and Christmas decor. And at that time, you're going to, I don't need this anymore. I don't want this anymore. Without even us asking you questions, it's going to come to you because you're going to see how much stuff you have because you couldn't see it before. So our goal is to set up systems in your garage, you know, like, so Christmas decor goes in the back of the garage or up high because it's used once a year. You want the walls or the shelving down below to be your prime real estate. So that's where you put items that you use the most. Maybe you're a gardener. So potting soil and gardening tool, hand tools, you know, ease of use is what organizing is all about.
Sometimes I watch TikTok and I'll always see this, I can't even remember, you know, who it is that has it, but it's this, I think it's in Japan, where the apartments are very small. And so the girl is going to come home, she's going to make herself some dinner. And she has like the rice in one container, the beans in one container. She's already cut up all the celery. She's already cut up all, you know, the fruit. And everything has a place. And she even has a little towel on the wall where after she washes her hands, she can just, you know, watch. And I think to myself, that's crazy.
Yeah, tiny homes.
Those are so crazy. Have you ever had to deal with like tiny little place?
Not yet, but I'm looking for volunteers. I have a young lady that is going to a school for construction engineers, and her niche is going to be tiny homes. So she started working with me because she said, I want to learn how to organize, especially when we go organize an apartment. We get a lot of people downtown, especially right now, because downtown's hot with apartments. And a lot of them do not have storage space. So luckily nowadays, the organizing industry is a $90 billion industry, and everybody sells products now. Even Office Max and Staples. I was surprised a few years ago that they sell so many storage bins and baskets.
I know.
Decorative baskets. But, you know, don't go to those stores because they're so expensive. But everybody's selling organizing products.
It is because, I guess, I'm just listening and affirming what you said. It's because it brings so much peace.
It does.
To people when they have things in order.
Yes. You know exactly where to go and to find them. It's going to take you a second versus 10 minutes of going in and out of the garage, out of the pantry, you know. And so, and yeah, being organized saves you money because the number one thing I see in most homes is paper towels and kitchen garbage bags. They're put under the sink, they're put in the pantry, and they're put in the garage. So as soon as the bags are done in the under the sink, gone, or paper towels, mommy goes out and buys some more.
Right.
When there's more in the garage and the pantry. So you try to keep all like items together. So
that
you're
is
not
so
wasting
true.
All that money.
That is such a great idea. And I have done that myself. I don't know how, for my deal, it's the spices. Oh, I think I need this for that recipe. And I have like 20 jars of thyme.
Exactly.
Or whatever. It's the same concept. I get it.
Exactly.
We have just a few minutes left. And I want to be able to have people be able to contact you. Where can they call you?
Thank you.
Absolutely.
So again, the name of the company is Sort It Out Professional Organizing Solutions. You can find us on the web at sortitoutsa.com. And the phone number is 210-818-8250.
And of course, you can go to the website and find all of that information.
Absolutely.
Too.
Yeah. And all our services and in detail.
I don't want to end this, but I have one question that just popped in my head. I don't want to end with it, but I have. I guess I have to. Have you ever turned down a job?
I have.
Okay.
Only one.
Okay.
Only
tell us about it. Come on.
So this lady called me, said, we're from Missouri. We're retired. We want to move back home. So we want to pack up our things and just take a truckload with us. Okay. Where do you live? Okay, great. I will be there tomorrow for the assessment visit. And she said, okay, that sounds great. I show up. She opens the door. She's freshly showered. She's probably in her 70s. I walk in a long, narrow hallway, turn the corner into the living room. God, strike me down if I'm lying. There must have been 30 cats in that house.
Okay.
They tore up her furniture. It smelled like a giant cat litter box. It was the fastest assessment, 10 minutes. And I asked her, because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, you know. And she said, I said, how soon are you looking for help? And she said, immediately, tomorrow. I go, I'm booked 6 weeks out. Can I find someone else for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you have to take your own
health.
That
was a hazard. Yes, that was a Matt hazard for sure. Yes. And that's the only one, thank God.
Okay. That means that anybody that was thinking, I never wanted to come and look at my house.
No,
come on, you
can
have it.
That's our job. We don't judge. I mean, that sounds corny. That's another line, but it's true. This is our job. We see it every day. And we get, is this the worst you've ever seen? And most homes are so average, so average.
Well, I can't wait. I want people to get organized this year and get the trash out and keep the good stuff in. And Esme can help you do
it.
Well, thank you so much for coming
thank
by
you.
Today.
This was fun. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Well, you got to come back again.
Will do.